how can I say, it wasn't a gig so much as it was a labor of love for everybody involved.
The group Works Progress Administration took their name from the New Deal era government agency that was designed to help people who didn't have enough work. But for the musicians in WPA, the band is a second job. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. A couple of years ago, a few of the musicians who hung out and played at the club Largo in L.A. found they had a little time on their hands, some songs they liked but hadn't recorded, and a hankering to do something with it all. They got together in the studio, and 5 days later, the band would become Works Progress Administration. They'd record 17 songs, and those songs would become their debut album, WPA. WPA's core members are Glenn Phillips from Toad the Wet Sprocket, Sean Watkins from Nickel Creek, and fiddler Luke Bulla. But they might be joined at any time by some of their other five or so members, including fiddler Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek and Soul Coughing's Sebastian Steinberg. The fact that lots of the band members are associated with other groups and that there are so many members might suggest they could be called a supergroup. But they told FUV's Claudia Marshall that that might be a bit of an overstatement.
It was a very quick, easy record to get together. And then at some point it was like, oh, yeah, how are we ever going to tour? And yeah, wait, whoa, oh, schedules, wow, hotel rooms, God, they're expensive now. Like, it was all these things that just nobody thought of. Originally, when we recorded it, Sarah hadn't finished her solo record. She hadn't started her solo record yet. And by the time we managed to get this out, this was supposed to come out before her solo record, and it ended up kind of crashing directly into her solo record. So when we, you know, when we took our last break, Sebastian and Sean go out, and they're playing shows with Sarah, and then coming back here. And so it's this it's an unwieldy beast. If we'd actually I think supergroups actually think things out.
I'm not here for your confession. You said all there is to say. This house was made of tinder, and we both set off the flames. I went wild in the wreckage. You were wandering off into the smoke. There shouldn't be chance we could cut. Shouldn't be holding you so close. I still see you as you are. For the tears, beneath the scars, kisses sweet and words so rough.
That's a great track. It's the first song on the record, and so when you put the record on, you think, okay, great, country rock. But you guys are not limiting yourself to any one particular genre in this expandable collective.
We write pretty broadly, and I think with the instrumentation, it would have been really easy to go in and decide that it was going to be a country rock album, and there would be little flourishes of bluegrass, and to play it in a genre way. One of the great things about the group of musicians that got together is everybody's really playing to the songs. So while, I mean, it's dual fiddles, pedal steel, there's a lot in it that would lend itself to that kind of role-playing, but I think very quickly, because the songs are so so varied, and I mean they're quarterly rhythmically, they're really not sticking to any particular genre. The band like managed to kind of serve the songs without having to step away from these elements. And every, I don't know, it ended up kind of creating its own thing.
I would pull you close, kiss your mouth, say you're the only one. How I need you now, but you're already done. You should have heard before, through within betweens, but you're already out the door. I would run down to the depot, begging, pleading pain, for you to come back home, but you're already on that train. I look into your eyes, tell you I was wrong, 11th hour try.
Works Progress Administration live with Already Gone and Always Have My Love.
Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.